Bannerbox Radio. Enjoy the ride. Hey everybody, welcome back to Banterbox Radio. This is episode 40 for this fine Tuesday, the December of the 1st. I'm your host, Thomas Towson. Joining me is, of course, my co-host and the same guy who's here always, even though he's not being paid, Dan Knight.
That's true. When is that something that's happening at some point?
As soon as I am.
Okay.
Then you will be.
So, all right.
So yeah, I mean,
I'll just wait on that.
That's all I got to say about that.
So, you know, they're really cutting back.
Yeah.
The brass.
Well, you know, whoever's in charge of this stuff, they're a jerk. Dropping a hard J.
Stings.
So, Dan, you know what today is?
It's December the 1st.
Yes, and aside from what National Day is, it's kind of a mini-versary. You know, we're not quite at a real milestone yet, and I did say I would do nothing, so I'm going to honor that. But
good.
It is our 40th show. We hit a whole number there.
Lordy, lordy.
Yep, so that's 40 shows, which is 10 months, about. About 10 months.
Wow!
Yeah, we're coming up on our year mark, you know, 52 episodes is going to mark a full year. That's only 12 away. That's 3 months.
How about them apples?
How about... Daniel!
What?
You don't know what you've said.
You
have no idea what you've just said.
How about them apples?
Yes. I don't have segues, and you've given me one. And to jump right from that into what our national day is... I really want to believe that you didn't look over on the screen and see it.
I have no idea.
Oh, wow. So that's great. Today is National Eat a Red Apple Day, which is a pretty complicated one. It's got some complicated lingo in there. I want to decipher it for you.
Okay. Yeah, please.
You're going to eat. Got it?
Oh, okay.
Eat.
So put it inside.
Or masticate.
Masticate, yes.
Yep. A red... Also the color of a fire truck.
Okay.
You got that? Eat a red.
Eat a fire truck.
Nope. Eat a red.
Ah, man. I lost you already.
Red apple.
Okay.
And that's how you celebrate. The name is how you celebrate.
What is an apple?
I'm sorry. What? it's one of those fruits on a tree. It's orange in color. And it tastes citrusy.
It's a watermelon, right?
That's exactly right.
Good. Oh, I thought I was going to flunk this test.
So today, folks, within the reach of my voice right now, remember, eat an apple because I'm turd?
You are turd. Period.
I'm told it keeps the doctor away.
You're only allowed to eat a red apple.
That's correct.
Isn't there only one... apple that's red and it's a red delicious? Why didn't they just say
no,
there's red
tons
delicious
of apples
apple.
That are red in nature. You know, they are sort of a mixture of red and green and red and yellow.
But this is implying that it has to strictly be one solid red
apple.
Well, no,
just as long as it's... I think as long as it contains red, it's okay. It's like a Cortland apple.
That seems like a really...
I'm a fan of Cortland apples.
Macintosh has blotches of red as well.
Yeah.
I think Fiji might be more orangey in hue.
I'm no apple expert.
No, I'm not. And it would cost way too much money to get one in here to discuss the
we might
colors
have to,
of apples.
Though.
We might have to.
We'll put it into our non-existent budget.
Yeah. It'll come directly out of our paychecks.
Of zero.
So we're nowhere near close.
That's
what
okay.
What
you
about
know
colorblind
what?
People? What are they going to do? They can't see the color red, and they just eat a Granny Smith... They're going to be in for a real
gonna be some
sour
serious...
surprise.
Oh, goodness. Glad I didn't talk over that. That's...
Woo.
Good. So, that's what today is. Mm. That's what you should do.
Okay.
And you know what I think we should do?
What?
We should do some news stories.
That's
some
what we
articles,
do.
Some articles. Some weird news.
That's...
Which, by the way, is what we do.
Wow!
We're going to do, what do? We do six news stories for your listening pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Ones that slip through the cracks of the, quote-unquote, news, the big news guys.
That they're afraid to cover.
They are afraid to cover this
stuff. You know what we aren't? We ain't Yeller. No. So let's start.
All right. Well, a bizarre turn of events occurred in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Black Friday last week. Because Ooh. Last Friday was the Black Friday.
It sure was. It is the day of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And something else. And great deals. Sin and great deals.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Santa Claus rented a helicopter from a local service to surprise Black Friday shoppers.
Yeah, that, isn't that how Santa normally delivers gifts in a...
In Brazil.
In a helicopter.
In a helicopter.
But yes, in Brazil.
In
sure.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Dressed in the full outfit, he hopped into the air, into the taxi helicopter and instructed the pilot to land.
He hopped into the air.
He hopped into the air.
And just flew away.
He wiggled his nose and shook his beard.
His... Okay.
And the keys to the helicopter fell out. I don't know exactly how his magic works.
Probably.
Something he learned at the School of Witchcraft and Wizardry.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably an instructor there, next to Flitwick.
Sure. Yeah, I'm all right with that.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense.
Just tell me what he did.
Okay, so he got into this air taxi helicopter, told the pilot, hey... You know, we're going to go make some fun times for some Black Friday shoppers. And then he told the pilot, hey, I need to make a stop here at this farmhouse mm-hmm. halfway to Sao Paulo. So the pilot's, okay, all right, I'll
do
that.
Is that where he's storing? Is it like a silo of
yeah.
presents?
This is where I got to get, yeah, I got to grab my stuff. I got some elves I got to pick up. The pilot landed the helicopter, and a third gentleman came over. And with the help of Father Christmas, they tied the pilot up, and the two individuals ended up stealing the helicopter.
Oh, of course. So Santa stole the helicopter.
He stole it.
Are we sure it wasn't his to begin with? He is Santa, after all. Maybe it was a gift to himself this year for being very good.
Maybe all gifts are Santa's.
Maybe everything that we have is Santa's, and he could take it back at any moment, Dan.
He's an Indian giver of the highest origin.
That's why he watches us when we sleep, and if we've been bad or good, because if we aren't, he'll take all of our stuff, because it all belongs to Santa.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Santa has become a lot more frightening now.
I don't like this holiday.
This new Santa is scaring me. So, I don't know. I'm not really sure why he stole the helicopter. I'm assuming maybe the sleigh was just getting too old.
Maybe. Or, here's a radical idea. Mm. Maybe he wasn't the real Santa.
Oh.
And he's just a jerk.
He's just some jerk. Trying to give Kris Kringle the bad name. But anyway, after several hours, the pilot was able to escape his bindings and notified local authorities. Now the manhunt for the elusive Kris Kringle is underway. As of right now, the Metal 44 helicopter has not been recovered. And personally, I would think this would dramatically shift Santa's position in the naughty or nice list for himself.
Yeah.
Although I don't know...
But can you be on the list if you are the list?
If you're the one calling the shots?
Yeah.
Yeah, he must be immune to judgment.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like a Christmas episode of 24. With Kiefer Fufferfin.
With who is it?
Kiefer Fufferfin. Yeah.
Fufferfuff?
Fufferfuff. Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this would have been a Christmas episode of 24.
Kiefer Fufferfluff's 24 Christmas.
That sounds like a name for this episode.
It sounds like a romantic... Wasn't there like a Four Christmases? Is that what it's called? Or yeah, I think there's with... and they go to four different Christmases mm-hmm. throughout the movie.
Yeah.
But Kiefer Fluffernutter has... 24 different Christmases, one each hour.
Santa
great. Steals a helicopter. Yeah. Anyway, they haven't found him yet, or the helicopter, and so, you know, but
so
he's,
there you go.
He's magic, and if he's allowed to take the helicopter, which we've decided he has that ability to do, you know, we can't stop him.
You know what?
otherworldly.
I think we should just give it to him. If he's been doing it all these years without a helicopter, and he's been getting it on time, imagine how much more relaxed he'll be at the end of a day. He'll have cut off at least a few hours.
Yeah.
He can just kill it in a helicopter, especially if he's got that Santa magic all over it. He just rubs that magic salve, and it goes faster.
What does he fill the helicopter with to make it fly around?
Oh, it's still reindeer.
Like he grinds them up?
No, he just packs them in. I'm not sadistic.
He grinds them in a meat grinder and pours the reindeer juice into the gas tank.
No, gross.
The reindeer pull the helicopter.
No, they're in the cockpit with him. He just packs it, you know, like clown car.
Okay.
And it's Santa magic, so, you know, it's bigger on the inside.
Yeah. Like Harry Potter with the tents,
and
the Quidditch
Doctor
match.
Doctor Who. There you go.
And all those other great wizards.
Speaking of Doctor Who.
Who?
I'm sorry, this is a really weird tangent, but can I talk to you real quick about how
about
unrelated...
Our Lord and Savior Doctor Who?
Yeah, no. I actually have never watched more than 4 episodes of Doctor Who, and they were only the, like, some of the most original before the new stuff. However...
Original?
Yeah, old Doctor Who.
Oh, okay.
Back
in the 40s.
Yeah, very old, like 60s or 70s or something along those lines. Yeah. can I tell you how I wasn't that interested in Doctor Who? This is very unrelated to what we were talking about.
That's fine.
But I wasn't interested in Doctor Who at all.
Okay.
Until I finished watching a show I just finished, which I totally just binged the Christ out of.
Yeah.
Which is Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Step one. Go watch all of that show, because it is incredible.
Yeah.
Don't watch it with younger kids. There's a lot of very intense, intimate moments.
Yeah.
There's lots of sex scenes.
I was told that, yeah.
And near the end, you get some really hardcore violence going on.
Ooh!
Yeah, it plays it nice and loose, and it's all good until the very end, and then you're just like, okay, that's gruesome.
Disney.
But I don't know if you know anything about Jessica Jones, but the main villain is the Purple Man.
That's what his name is.
Yeah. In the comics, he was actually purple.
Ah.
Because of some mutation, whatever. But in this, he's not, and he just wears purple frequently, like purple suits and that kind of stuff. But he's played by David Tennant, and it is incredible. David Tennant's performance in this show deserves awards, that so much so he'd have to buy a bag to hold his awards.
Wow.
Oh my god. His performance was absolutely incredible. Anyway, my whole point to this is that was a long tangent about Doctor Who and David Tennant. That show's great. You should watch it. I'm saying
I should watch Jessica Jones, not Doctor Who.
I mean, you can watch both, but I want to watch David Tennant's Doctor Who now, just because I did not appreciate how great of an actor he is.
Wasn't he also in one of the episodes of Harry Potter? He was,
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, he was in, I can't remember which one exactly, but it all goes back to Harry Potter.
Somewhere.
I brought it up like 3 times already.
Yeah.
Not intentionally, but we keep going back to it.
But Jessica Jones, for real though.
Jessica Jones. David
happen.
Tennant's the one that looks like our friend. No?
Is who?
It which Doctor Who? The, Anthony.
Yes.
Anthony looks like.
Yes.
Okay.
Anthony's got a very, which means nothing to people listening
to
this.
Yeah, they don't.
But,
well, some of them might.
Some of them. But yeah, anyway.
Oh,
sorry.
Anthony!
Anyway, yeah. Yeah. Anthony looks like, a guy we know looks like David Tennant. That's
and
the end of that
dresses up like him, I think, sometimes.
Sometimes.
In the mirror, and he dances for himself.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No,
it's all in my noggin.
I don't know. Anyway, let's carry on.
Wayward Son.
Yes. Uh-huh, great. Dan, tell me something. Were you waiting for a delivery of weed in Arlington, Texas area on Wednesday?
How are you spying on me?
Well, don't worry, Dan. Your package hasn't gotten lost. Don't worry.
Oh, good.
It's just now in the hands of the U.S. Postal Service inspectors after being dropped off to the wrong person.
Oops.
A box containing around 7 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's your average daily dose, right? But you don't want to overdose. You don't want to inject too many marijuanas and get the reefer madness.
Yes, that is a real thing.
So, yeah, around 7 pounds of marijuana was left on the doorstep of an Arlington home, according to the Arlington Police Department. What a fitting place
to report such news.
Yeah, exactly. The address on the label was corrected, but the recipient's name didn't match the homeowners, who'd only recently moved in to the previously vacant property. They were new homeowners.
Mm.
And it was a housewarming gift.
Yeah, it's a care package.
Welcome to the neighborhood. Here's 7 pounds of marijuana. There was no return address, of course.
Oh.
The new homeowners opened up the package and immediately called cops after seeing what they described as, quote, a green leafy substance. Cops seized the weed, and it's now in the hands of the U.S. Postal Service inspectors who are investigating the incident, according to the Facebook post.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we have that reliable piece of news there.
Facebook post.
Uh-huh, yep. Police speculated that someone may have been shipping packages to the house, which had been vacant for some time before the new family moved in. Good thing we have those detectives determining that someone might have shipped a package there.
You know, it makes sense.
Thanks, Arlington Police. You know, someone may have shipped a package there when the people weren't living there because they moved there really soon, right before the package got there. It may have happened.
You deserve an award for your detectory.
Whew.
How about that?
So...
What? I have a question.
I have plenty of answers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. After this 7 pounds of weed was discovered, how did it end up in the Postal Service's hands and not in, like, let's say, an evidence room at the police station?
I don't know. It's specifically saying Postal Service inspectors, so maybe it has to go back through the channels it came through. So it went there, and since the USPS is a government-run thing, maybe it has to go back through them so that they can do a write-up on it and find out where it may have come from, or you know, the filling out the necessary paperwork that is involved in turning out that you that your service provided transportation for illegal substances. That's my guess off the top of my head.
Yeah. I guess that's the best guess I could think of, I guess.
Yeah.
But I didn't have any, so.
I think these people are... All right, fine. They're responsible, but it's 7 pounds of the sticky icky, Daniel.
Oh, my goodness.
And they could have turned that... They could have slang that grass on the streets for hella cash.
Well, there's the dilemma, because they're new to the neighborhood. They don't know who to go
trying
to.
Trying to be hip.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I. You know what? I didn't hear it at all. You just sounded like a white person saying just gibberish.
Are you saying that I can't be hip?
No,
because I heard it's hip to be square.
You know, I had heard that the news had reported it along with Huey Lewis.
Oh, God.
So and you know it's so
that was well done. Exactly. You know that was well done. I'm gonna give you that.
All right, thank you.
And so yeah, it's 7 pounds of pot. And they were just little Nancys and turned it back in. So, shame on you.
So you're saying you would have done it differently.
But publicly, what I'm saying is, you should have done that, and good job. But seriously, it was terrible. Dan, what you got?
Well, I've got another Black Friday story for
you.
Oh,
come on.
Well, I know. It's
I can
over
only take
and done
so
with.
Much sin.
Well, get ready for a little bit more. Cards Against Humanity has gotten into the Christmas spirit of consumerism by unveiling their new Black Friday deal.
It's not another turd, is it?
It is not.
Oh, well, tell me what it is.
For simply $5 minimum, people who submitted their money could own their own little patch of nothing.
Ah, so they're going the nothing route. You know what they did last year, right?
I know. I'm actually going to talk about it.
Oh,
but
okay.
We can talk about it.
Or maybe it was the year before. Is it the turd?
It was last year, yeah.
No, so I'm talking about the year before.
Okay.
Last
2013?
Year, last year they did the turd.
Right.
Which is, I'm sure most people listening to this knows about it. It was very, very covered.
Yeah.
Lots of news about it. Anyway, but if you don't, what it was is, yeah, you know, you're going to talk about it.
Right.
The previous year, however, their Black Friday deal was they increased all the prices by $5.
That's pretty great.
It was like the go F yourself Black Friday deal.
They do not like Black Friday. Yeah, so for $5, simply $5, you'll never see again. The company promises that you'll receive nothing in return. What a deal. So yeah, like you were saying, last year during Black Friday, their sale,
they toted a sale on their box of bull poop.
Yep.
Which, when arrived in the mail, was literally a sleek-looking box containing bull crap.
Yep. Literally bull feces.
Bull feces. Bovine excrement. Quote, "We all really hate Black Friday. It's just kind of a horrible day," says game creator Max Temkin. "It comes after this day where you're supposed to be thankful for what you have, and then it's just this whole huge media spectacle of people fighting each other to save $50 on a TV.
It is despicable.
It really is.
You know, there's nothing in the entire world I'd rather do less
than go to Black Friday?
Yeah.
I did it once for the experience.
Yeah.
Which is really weird to say, like, I did it for the experience, because it's like,
I decided to vacation to hell this year just for the experience.
I really wanted to try waterboarding myself. And turns out, I understand what everyone was saying. It's not fun.
Yeah.
This year, they stepped up their game and offered literally nothing in return, and they made $71,145 from it.
I can't even be mad. I can't even be mad.
They were upfront about it.
This is just years of just spot-on PR and just company decisions that have led to events like this, where they can literally sell a box of poop or nothing to customers and just make stacks of cash.
Yeah. In the past, the team of 14 employees had raised upwards of $4 million to charities in 2012 for Cards Against Humanity.
Yep. They're all good guys at heart. They donate a ton of money.
Which is probably just to make up for the fact that they're releasing this game that's touted as the party game for horrible people.
Yeah.
But so they're splitting that $71,000 between them, and each of them's getting $4,185. And if you... They've also shared an itemized list of their purchases that they that they're doing with the money, ranging from a Lord of the Rings Legolas replica bow to a 24-karat gold personal massager. So, yeah. Oh,
is it a personal massager?
Very personal.
The most personal.
You're going to get super personal with that thing.
Yeah. Wow.
So, but on the flip side, too, some of their money still was donated to, I think, Planned Parenthood and DonorsChoose.org.
You know what? Good on them. Basically, yeah. they what they do, and they do this every time, mm-hmm. is they always donate the money. And this is just, you know, it's just solid, right? They've built this reputation. They get all this money, and then they're not turds about it. They pay themselves for their whatever, just because. Why not, right? Yeah. But they donate the large sum of it to charity. And I think people at this point end up spending the money because they know that'll happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's cool.
It is cool. And good on them. And people are crazy. That's all I'm saying.
I like Cards Against Humanity, but personally, each time you play it, it loses less and less of its punch.
It's a flawed design. Or it's an ingenious design, which is apples to apples, but in the way that this is, it's built so that you can sell expansion packs, because you will get bored.
Right.
So they sell countless amounts of expansion packs to make the game more interesting. Yeah. But, you know, people love it. It's one of the highest selling, air quotes, board game currently on the market.
Board game.
Entertainment, whatever game, you know.
Party non-video game.
Yeah, sure. Non-video game. Okay. All right. I got a real short and sweet one for you, but it's pretty wacky. A Pennsylvania teenager's family said he accidentally ran all 26.2 miles of the Philadelphia Marathon because he missed a turn on his half marathon course.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So WPVI TV reports Evan Megulis runs on his high school cross country team in Palmyra, 80 miles west of Philadelphia, just in case you want to get your geography down.
Let me just see here. Can I pull up a map?
He set out Sunday to run the 13.1 mile half marathon. His family was waiting for him at the finish line, but became concerned because he didn't show up.
Yeah.
They say they gave police a photo of Evan, and officers tracked him down in the Manayunk section of the city. He felt good despite missing his turn and wanted to keep running.
Evan's brother says after he completed the marathon, officers wanted a picture of him. And just for fun fact, his time was 5 hours, 23 minutes, and 11 seconds. That's pretty funny.
That is.
Kind of like it. You set out to do half that. You make one wrong turn, and oops, you're on the full marathon.
I'm doing
now.
The whole thing now.
And I feel like this bit has been done in comedies since the beginning of time.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, just sort of like, but to a more extreme measure, obviously, where they just accidentally get into a marathon and they're running.
Yeah.
And that kind of jazz.
From an elephant.
Yeah. Sure.
I mean, that's like Jumanji. It was
famous for its marathon scene.
So, toucans?
Yes, Dan. Toucans.
So rhinoceros?
That's exactly right.
Great.
So if you're in that situation, what's a good piece of advice? Don't take the wrong turn. And if you do, just leave.
Just walk out.
Yeah, if it's like, I've been doing this from what feels like more than 13 miles, just leave. Just be like, I did it. Congratulations, me. But then I guess you don't get the smug satisfaction of hitting the finish line, which is really what that's all about. Can I tell you how much I hate those freaking stickers on the back of cars, Daniel?
with the you know what? I never understood. I had to look that up because I never understood what the hell they were.
Distances. Yeah.
Yeah. And I always thought they were like, back in the day, I used to own because my car didn't have an auxiliary jack, so I couldn't plug my iPod in. And they used to make, I don't know if they still make them, little things that attach into the bottoms that send out radio frequencies.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So that you could tune your radio to the frequency that your iPod was giving off, or MP3 player of choice.
Yep.
I thought that those were, because I had heard about it, that people actually sometimes have put those frequencies on the back of their car so that people are, hey, you want to listen to the music I'm broadcasting? You know, like if you're in the
That's
vicinity.
Kind of a cool idea, actually.
I thought so.
That's a cool idea.
But then I started going like, well, there is no 31.6 or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Like, what is that? And, oh, no, it's just pompous individuals. I ran this much.
Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
I commend you. I can't do it.
Yes, that one. It takes a substantial amount of physical stamina and training and
it does.
And all that kind of jazz. And it's great that if you enjoy that, I think everyone should be open to do whatever they enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't want to hear about it because I do not care at all.
Mm.
And also, here's a fun fact.
Yeah?
No one does.
Except for your runner friends.
Yes.
And you guys have probably already shared stories and are trying to one-up each other.
It's likely they have one-upped you, so stop putting your 13.1 because that's half a marathon, and come on. All your buddies have beaten you.
Yeah, and this guy did it, and he wasn't even trying.
And, yeah, that's the thing, is like putting, especially the lower numbers, when you put those on there, you can't, who is that meant to impress? You're not going to impress your buddies because that's who, you know, if we're saying this is for like the friends, they're like, oh, yeah, we did this, woo, that's cool. Then it's not going to impress them because they've probably done more. And like I said, no one cares. Mm. Literally, exactly zero people who don't run care that you've run 13.1 miles or kilometers or whatever it ends up being.
Yeah, I think it's kilometers.
It's mile. Or it's, I don't know. Anyway, who's a what's-its? I don't care, but you do you.
You do you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Dan, what you got? Next one.
Last Wednesday, so all of mine are like...
Are they Black Friday and Wednesday?
It was last Wednesday, so...
Okay, so it's not Black Friday.
The day before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Probably had a lot of stress involved with family and, you know, pre-Thanksgiving plans.
Lots of cooking.
If you were hosting, then Wednesday probably meant a mad dash to clean before the relatives came over, or maybe if you were going somewhere else, you might have needed to bring items or make that specialty of yours. Your family clamors for. I mean,
you know,
I know I have one.
You know what is one of the biggest perks of not eating meat or being vegetarian?
What?
Is that Megan and I will never be asked ever to host a holiday event.
We don't want to come over here. That's true. That's true.
It's just, you know, new perks every day. Anyway.
But either way, a holiday pregame, it can be a stressful affair. For a 20-minute window on Wednesday, if you were a member of First Hawaiian Bank checking your account balance...
Oh, this is for me then. Because I am.
I know that's, yeah, that's a very specific group of people. It may have sent your worries into the red. Users checking their balance during that period of time found that they were billions of dollars in the negative.
I'm sorry, what?
Billions in the B.
Billions in the negative.
In the negative. Customers reporting that they had outstanding charges of at least $710 billion. some over a trillion.
That seems like an oversight. maybe a little oversight.
Fortunately, this was a simple error that didn't actually affect anyone's actual account, and it was resolved in a very short span of time. Although one customer, George White, who saw the statement, reported all he could think of was, "My wife is going to kill me."
What have I done?
I knew I shouldn't have bought those plane tickets.
Oh, man. Wow. That would have been, like, soul-destroying. If I had woken up before Thanksgiving and it was like, oh, let me just check my account, make sure money's all in order. Oh, and I'm negative $700 billion.
I'm never going to pay this off.
Holy Christ.
My ancestors will be paying off my debt.
Wow. Jesus, that's funny.
Or descendants.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yes, I'm gonna, yeah, okay, I know what you meant.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is both terrifying and hilarious.
Yeah.
You know what? I wouldn't even be mad. I would just...
Terriflarious.
I think it would just be hilarious.
No, that's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's definitely terriflarious.
I feel like that's very obviously a clerical error.
Clairvoyance.
That's right. But yeah, no, that, you know, that would have scared the beturdsus out of me.
Yeah. You know? Very much so.
Wow. Congratulations to them for having a terrible Thanksgiving.
Congratulations.
I don't know. What do you say in this scenario?
It was only they said it was only a 20-minute span of time. It fixed itself anyway.
I guess it's not too bad then.
Yeah.
Most people probably never even knew it happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it, you know, very short window of time.
I know me. That would have put me at only $100 billion, so that would have been a little low for my account.
I don't like being that so close to zero.
Okay. Let's finish off the week, and folks, I'm going to preface this with, this is a doozy.
Okay.
Dan, let me quiz you. All right. What are the three things Australia is most known for?
Oh, okay. Let's see. Sand?
Well, sure, but there's plenty of foliage and stuff.
Crocodile hunters?
You want me to just tell you?
And bagels.
You know what? They do have great bagels.
I knew it! I you gotta give me one!
Aussie's bagels. Gotta get them in the frozen section. No, it's being very hot.
Yeah, that is true.
Everything's... Oh! Oh. Everything's upside down.
Including the...
Because they're on the bottom, you know?
That's true.
You know, depending on... Yeah, they're at the bottom. Or no, the top, sorry. Not the bottom. Good Lord, that's Antarctica. They're on the top, but relative
to the bottom.
You know, you're right. Yeah, they're on the bottom. What the heck am I saying?
Well, I don't know what you're saying. They're on the anymore.
Bottom. So they're all upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And that everything there is trying to kill me. Or them. Not me, because I don't live there. But
the people, too?
Sure, but mostly the things living there.
Okay.
Are all deadly.
That's true.
And, a man in Australia freaked out so much about a spider being in his home that his neighbors thought he was murdering a woman, police said.
Oh, my God.
Concerned residents called cops after they heard hysterical screams, furniture thrown, and a man cursing at a home in Wollstonecraft, Sydney. I'm sure I pronounced that correctly.
It sounded like it.
About 2 a.m. on Saturday morning. He was heard shouting, quote, "I'm gonna kill you! You're dead! Die! Die!" But his anger was actually directed at an arachnid that had entered his property, police confirmed. Neighbors feared that he was attacking and trying to kill a woman, possibly his girlfriend or wife.
Oh my God.
Well, he said several patrol cars raced to his home where the, quote, out of breath and rather flushed man answered the front door. A report by the New South Wales Police Force Harborside Local Area Command. Good gravy. You know, the famous NSWPFHLAC.
Isn't that an Adult Swim show?
Yeah, the Nsuwapuflak.
Mm-hmm.
The local Nsuwapuflak.
Oh, goodness.
Said officers asked him where his wife or girlfriend was, but he said he didn't have one.
Anymore.
He didn't have one, and that he lived alone.
Oh.
Police said the man became very sheepish, and then he admitted he had been chasing a spider. The officer asked about the woman who'd been screaming. He says, quote, yeah, sorry, that was me. I really, really hate spiders, he replied. After a long pause, some laughter, and a quick look at the unit to make sure there was no injured party, aside from the spider, presumably they squished it. Afterwards, we left, the police report said. So he was screaming in such a way, such a high-pitched way, because he was scared of a spider, that they called patrol cars out to make sure he wasn't murdering his wife or girlfriend.
There is a Simpsons episode that mirrors that very, not exactly, but where Flanders is accused of murdering Maude, his wife, and she's out of town, I think, or something, and he, like, destroyed something precious of hers. Uh-huh. And he was burying it in the backyard, and it looked
yes,
like a body.
Yeah, I remember.
And
this.
You hear the woman scream, and it's actually Ned screaming.
Uh-huh.
So that's very funny.
So it's that, but instead of a priceless heirloom or whatever, it's a spider.
It's a spider.
And he's terrified of them. Which, to be fair, in Australia, it's likely that it could kill you or be the size of a dinner plate.
Or either both. Way, it's terrifying.
It's truly terrifying. And I also hate spiders, and this is not the first or last story, I'm sure, that will contain other people doing stupid things because they are also afraid of spiders.
Arachnophobia is a scary thing.
It sure is. Alrighty. Well, that's going to wrap it up, Daniel, the manual. As always, folks, we appreciate your continued support. You can find us on our website at banterboxradio.com, where you can send us feedback and ideas. You can also find the show on iTunes, where, if you enjoyed us, or if not, I don't know, whatever, you can give us a review, which helps immensely, more than my words can describe. You can also email us directly at bbr@banterboxradio.com. And folks, that's all for this week.
And remember, sucking a king's nipples was a gesture of submission in ancient Ireland.
Thanks for joining us.
I'm up in it, but pulling back a little.